T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, I told you what I thought would happen on Capitol Hill today. The president seems pretty confident in telling the Democrats that he's not going to participate in the impeachment inquiry anymore, or participate in his own lynching, as some people have put it. John Parkinson is our ABC News correspondent on Capitol Hill this morning. So what's the mood there, John? What are you hearing?
Well, good morning, John. I think that right now this is just going to come down to big fights in the courts. We saw yesterday the Congress respond to the president's letter that he's not going to participate in their inquiry. They responded with a subpoena for Gordon Sondland, who the State Department blocked from being deposed by several committees yesterday to talk about his knowledge of the Ukraine call. So I think that, you know, you'll continue to see Congress look to interview these administration officials that were all implicated in the whistleblowers complaint. And also they really want to speak to the whistleblower. There's now two that are represented by the same lawyer. And we believe that both of those whistleblowers would support the same, conversation about the Ukraine phone call. I think this is something that really is going to gain a lot of steam in the coming weeks. And Congress is back on Tuesday, and it's really going to step up then.
And what did the White House say when they declined to make the ambassador available for the testimony yesterday? Other than we prohibit him from appearing, was there a legal premise upon which that was based?
Well, they're frustrated that they're not getting the ability to there's two things, really. They're not getting the ability to call their own witnesses. And also, I think that they're frustrated that, they're not able to, have the White House also participate in this. So, I think it's just going to continue to to be a problem that that they'll examine.
Do the minority members of the committee, the Republicans, in other words, do they get an opportunity to create their own list of potential witnesses? I assume they get to ask their own questions of whoever's before the committee.
That's right. They do participate in the interviews. Last week when Kirk Volker testified and was deposed by the House Intelligence Committee, they were there and participating in that meeting. But as far as all this going forward and articles of impeachment and calling minority witnesses, a lot of that we expect to play out at the Judiciary Committee, in the coming months. And so far, the House Democrats have written rules that would block Republicans from calling their own witnesses. And so that's part of the fairness argument that the White House and Republicans on Capitol Hill are trying to push.
Yeah, it seemed like part of the reaction yesterday from the White House was, you haven't cast a vote. We want you to actually formalize this. And any indication on whether the House may pursue a full vote in the main chamber on the impeachment inquiry?
Yeah, Speaker Pelosi says that there's no constitutional requirement that they do that. Mm-hmm. She did tell George Stephanopoulos last week in an interview that she may hold that vote simply to take away the GOP talking point, that there's not a fairness, level field there. So I think that it's something that right now I'm talking to Democratic aides in the leadership ranks, and they say that there's no plans for a vote next week, but certainly Speaker Pelosi has cracked open that door by her interview with George.
I also got to ask you about Adam Schiff. I mean, I don't think anybody is delusional enough to think that Adam Schiff is not a partisan. That's fine. He's a Democrat. He's chairman of the committee that's looking into this. But has there been blowback even within his own caucus about the way he started out the hearings with that, what he calls a parody, in which he read into the record his interpretation of what Donald Trump said on that phone call, which turned out to not be certainly not an objective a word for word statement about what Donald Trump did, and I think anybody, even even a partisan, would look at it and say, "Man, that was really an unusual thing to do." Has there been blowback for him?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's really been Adam Schiff's biggest mistake so far as this whole process has played out. A lot of people were frustrated with how Gerald Nadler was handling this. And when they got the second attempt at impeachment, when this Ukraine whistleblower came forward, they were really pushing for Adam Schiff to take this over, a lot of the Democrats in the caucus. But, you know, judiciary will still have the final say on articles of impeachment. Yeah. And there is not going to be a select committee on impeachment. It looks like, you know, this element of the Ukraine call will be led by Adam Schiff. But Pelosi also has directed five other committees to continue investigating the president, although she does think that just this Ukraine call itself will be enough to move forward on impeachment without, having to get the president's tax returns, for example.
It's interesting to observe. I do think they opened themselves up for a statement that came from Mark Short, who is chief of staff of the vice president's office, that he thinks Americans want the legislature to be fair. Even if they don't like Donald Trump, that's fine, but to be fair. And I think they kind of set themselves up for the average person to question whether they have any intention of being fair here. I guess we got to leave it there. John Parkinson is our ABC News correspondent, live on Capitol Hill this morning. Really appreciate it, John. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.